Now we're moving the spotlight onto the brain as we light up the field of optogenetics.
It may seem like science fiction, but with this technology, scientists can control the behaviour of animals by simply shining a light into their brains. But how does it work? And what are the implications for us as humans?
But first, let's go back to where it all began. And that was in algae, would you believe? These single-cell plants are powered by the sun and they contain built-in light detectors to control their behaviour. This discovery and the isolation of the light-sensitive protein that's responsible led to the birth of the new science that we call optogenetics. Tom Crawford went to see Cambridge University's Otti Crozer and Kyriakos Leptos to try to catch some of these incredible life forms, and in this circumstance, under extreme conditions.
It's about minus 10. Well, it's not, but it's freezing. And we are going to be catching some algae. But first thing we've got to do here is actually break the ice. That is how cold it is. We have a cup of freezing cold water with, I can see a few little bits of salt and silt and things floating around in there. So hopefully we have some algae in there.
We can hope.
So that was fun, Otti, scooping out some water from the freezing pond. But what are we actually looking for here?
So we are searching for microscopic algae, which are about a hundredth of a millimetre or a tenth of the average human hair. So these algae are not visible to the naked eye, but algae are an extremely diverse type of organism, and some algae are actually macroscopic, such as the seaweed that you might eat in your sushi.
Is there a specific algae that we're looking for that is used in the field of optogenetics?
Yes, we're not guaranteed to find it in this pond, but optogenetics was born from the soil microalga Chlamydomonas reinhardti. So that's ideally what we would want to find.
As Otti mentioned, we're trying to find the alga Chlamydomonas. This is a single-celled marine plant which has arms called flagella, which it uses to swim towards a light source so that it can photosynthesize and make food. It does this by using a protein called channel rhodopsin, which is light-sensitive. This triggers the flagella to move and propel the alga towards the light. But by taking the channel rhodopsin gene from the alga and introducing it to nerve cells in the brain, scientists can use it like a switch to turn these nerve cells on or off just by shining light onto them. Now let's head back to the nice and warm lab.
You can see some samples on the bench, and there's a bottle of what looks like clear water, but then if you actually look at the right-hand side, the entire right-hand side of the container is green, almost as though the algae are concentrated in one spot. Kyriakos, what's going on there?
That's a phenomenon that is called phototaxis. It's basically a behavior of the microalga. Algae are photosynthetic, so they harvest light to produce their biomass. They need to be able to detect the light so that they can survive.
So here the algae have moved to the right of the container because there's a window on the right-hand side.
Yes, so phototaxis is actually the directed motion towards the light. So they need to have a sensor to detect the light, and that's called an eye spot. What's used in optogenetics is a particular part of the eye spot, which is the one that is actually sensing the light.
The part of the eye spot that Kyriakos is referring to is the protein channel rhodopsin that I mentioned earlier. Now let's see if we manage to catch anything from the frozen pond.
Okay, I'm looking down the microscope now, and I can see it's just a little dancing circle almost. What type of algae have we found?
From its morphology, it might be the alga Euglena, but you can't be sure just looking at it. To be absolutely sure, you would have to sequence it. And then there are regions of the DNA of algae that act as barcodes, which allow you to identify species quite uniquely.
I'm just impressed we found anything, really, considering the pond was frozen.